Well, tonight's subject, actually this weekend's subject,
这个周末我们要讲的主题是呢
is one that is very, very important.
是一个非常重要的主题。
It is a subject that as Christians we're interested in.
是我们身为基督徒非常有兴趣的一个主题。
And as pastors, it is a very, very important issue.
身为传道人，身为牧师，也是一个非常重要的题目。
We're going to be talking about the perseverance of the saints.
我们要讲到圣徒的坚忍。
As we start, we need to ask ourselves some questions.
我们一开始呢，要问自己几个问题。
Why is it that some people who say that they're Christians,
为什么有些自称是基督徒的人
keep the faith all the way to the end?
他们坚信到底，有始有终呢？
In our own church, we've had a number of people go home to be with the Lord after over the last few years.
过去几年了，我们教会有几个人已经回天家了，已经与主同在了，已经过世了。
And they stayed faithful to death.
他们至死忠心，一直信到底。
But then there are others who profess faith.
还有些人呢，虽然他们说他们信啊。
And they give up on the faith.
但是他们却半途而废了。
They walk away from Jesus.
他们又偏离了主耶稣的道路。
And out of curiosity, have any of you ever known somebody to walk away from the faith?
我很好奇啊，你们当中有没有人知道这样的人？他们说他们信主，但后来半途而废了，后来不信了。有没有这样？你们碰到这样的人
？Somebody who said they were a Christian and then turned away.
那些人他们说他们信主，但后来又不信了。有没有这样的人？有没有遇到过？They met.
What we're going to do tonight and tomorrow,
我们今天跟明天所要做的呢
is we're going to examine the biblical teaching on this subject.
我们要查考圣经有关这个问题的主题。
We're going to ask the question: Can we lose our salvation?
我们要问的问题是一个基督徒可不可能信了以后又失去救恩，半途而废呢？
Or are we eternally secure in Christ?
或者我们在基督里是永远安稳的，一旦信了就必保守，蒙保守到底呢？
We will ask, what about those who fall away?
我们要问那些半途而废的人是怎么回事呢？
We'll ask, are we preserved by God's grace?
我们要问的问题是神的恩典是否要保守我们到底呢？
Or must we persevere to the end in order to be saved?
或者我们必须要坚持信仰到底才能得救呢？
What I'd like to do is I would like for us to begin by reading the first paragraph of the Baptist Confession.
所以我们一开始呢，要看看浸信会信仰告白的第一个段落。十七章，我们读第一个段落啊。凡蒙上帝在他爱子里所接纳，由他的灵有效拣选召成圣，并赐予宝贵信心的人，既不能完全，也不能最终从恩典的地位堕落，反而会在这恩典的地位中坚忍到底，永远得救。这是因为上帝的恩赐和选召是不会后悔的，他由此而在他们的心里产生并培植信心、悔改、爱心、喜乐、盼望和其他所有圣灵所赋予的美德，直到永生。继续，虽经无数风暴、洪水击打，却永不能将圣徒从他们借着信心立于其上的根基和磐石上冲下来。尽管如此，因为不信和撒旦的试探，上帝可知的光和爱可能暂时被蒙遮蔽，对他们变得模糊不清，但上帝仍是一样， 他们肯定会得蒙他大能的保守，直到得救，到时他们将会享受那为他们赎买的产业，因为在永恒里，上帝把他们铭刻在他的手掌上，也将他们的名字写在他的生命册上了。
OK, good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to look at a number of passages in the Bible.
我们要做的是要看一些圣经的章节。
And it's important that we look at the whole array of passages.
很重要，我们要看这所有的有关救恩稳固的经节。
We need to see what the Bible says about this subject as a whole.
我们必须从总体有一个总的观鸟览，就是总观。
It's too easy for us just to pick and choose the passages that we like.
我们很容易就选一些我们喜欢的章节来读啊。
And ignore the passages that make us uncomfortable.
而忽略那些我们不太喜欢，觉得不太舒服的章节，故此而失彼。
And so tonight we're going to be doing an exercise in biblical theology.
所以今天晚上呢，我们要做的是整本圣经的神学都要看，从头到尾。
We're going to look at a number of passages, first of all, that teach conditionality for final salvation.
最先的我们要看的一些经文呢，是表明我们最终的救恩是有条件的经文。
Okay, the first is going to be Mark chapter 13, verse 13.
好，马可福音十三章十三节，我们一起来读，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救，忍耐到底的必然得救。
So without going into great detail,
我不没有细讲之前呢、啊、
，just to answer these questions,
要回答这些问题啊。
Who does Jesus say will be saved?
这里耶稣说的会得救的人，必然得救的人是谁呢
？You can answer out loud. Pastor Larry won't be upset.
你可以回答，他不会生气啊。
Who is it who will be saved?
那些必然得救的指的是谁呢 ？Those who endure to the end.
Those who endure to the end. Right?
到底的 ，Yeah， 是、okay. 忍耐到底的。
The implication is if you don't endure to the end.
那么暗示的就是，如果你不忍耐到底的话呢
？You won't be saved.
你就不能得救，对不对
？John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。五到六节 ，Let's read it.
Yes.
Okay, 我们一起读。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
In verse 6,
第六节啊，注意。
Notice the if.
注意这个，若，如果。
If anyone does not abide in me,
人若不藏在我里面，
he's thrown away.
他就会被丢掉。
As a branch,
就像枯干的
and dries up,
枯干的枝子丢在外面。
They gather them and cast them into the fire.
把他们捡起来，然后把它扔在火里烧了。
And so Jesus tells us very clearly there are those who abide in him.
所以耶稣讲得很清楚，有那些藏在他里面的人。
And then those who don't abide.
还有那些不藏在他里面的人。
And those who don't abide are cast into the fire.
人若不藏在他里面，就会被扔在火里头烧掉。
And so if you're going to be saved, you must continue.
所以你若要得救，你必须继续信下去。
To abide in Christ.
继续要在基督里面。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 13.
十三节我们一起读。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
In this passage, you have life and death.
在这节经文里头，你有生与死。
And the death is if you're living according to the flesh.
好，死就是如果你顺从肉体活着，你就要死。
The life is if you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you'll live.
生命就是如果你致死身体的恶行，你必要活着。
This passage very strongly indicates
这段经文非常强烈地指明
that there is the condition
有一个条件呢、啊、
of putting to death the deeds of the flesh
你必须要致死身体的恶行这个条件
by the Spirit
借着圣灵致死身体的恶行
if we are to live
如果你要活下来的话你必须致死肉体
Romans 11:32 or 22 sorry
罗马十一章罗马书二十二节可见神的恩慈和严厉向那跌倒的人是严厉的向你是有恩慈的只要你长久在他的恩慈里不然你也要被砍下来
So what is the important word in this verse?
好，这一节经文里头重要的字是哪一个字啊
The important word is if
重要的是
If
如果哪里有不然如果 if where is it?
Is it not in the Chinese Bible?
It's not in Chinese, no.
Oh my goodness.
不然 If not.
Oh, if not.
Okay,
if is that not, one word in Chinese?
Two words. If
two
not.
Two words? Two words?
Uh-huh.
It's two words in English too.
Okay.
Okay, if yeah. Not.
If not, 不然
Okay, so the way that my Bible reads is if you continue in his kindness.
Oh.我的我这英文圣经说如果你长久在他的恩赐里只要就是如果只要
Otherwise you also will be cut off
要不然你也要被砍下来只要你就是如果你长久在他恩赐里
And so there is a big if not
所以这里有一个不然和只要
First Corinthians chapter 9
哥林多前书第九章二十七节我们来读我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了
Now I don't want you jumping to conclusions yet
我不要你跳到一个结论啊不要那么快
I'm only showing you one side of the coin
我现在只给你看这个铜板的一面而已没有看第二面啊
So be patient
所以你要有耐性啊继续听下去
But in 1 Corinthians 9:27,
在哥林多前书九章二七节
，Paul talks as if it's possible.
保罗讲啊，似乎可能
for him to be a castaway.
可能他被弃绝掉，好像是啊。
To be rejected.
好像可能被弃绝。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
21-23
21-23节我们一起读你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里与他为敌但如今他借着基督的肉身受死叫你们与自己和好都成了圣洁没有瑕疵无可责备把你们引到自己面前只要你们在所信的道上恒心根基稳固坚定不移不致被引动失去福音的盼望这福音就是你们所听过的也是传与普天下万人听的我保罗也做了这福音的执事、
okay. So notice in verse 23
注意二三节啊
IfIndeed, you continue in the faith.
好，只要你们在所信的道上恒心啊。
And so there is a condition.
有一个条件，对不对？
You must continue in the faith.
你必须在道上恒心，坚信下去。
Now we turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们再看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
三章十四节，我们一起读。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So, what's the important part of that verse?
好，这一节经文重要的是哪一个部分？If we insist,
yes, If notice very clearly, if
注意啊。 很清楚的。若
if we hold fast，
若坚持到底。
The logic of the passage，
这段经文的逻辑啊。
Says we have become partakers of Christ.
我们已经在基督里有份了。
If we hold fast to the end，
那是如果，若将起初的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份。
Now I'd like to turn to one of the scariest passages in the Bible.
我们要看看圣经里头一些吓人的章节啊。
Hebrews chapter 6，
希伯来书第六章
，verses 4 through 6，
四到六节。论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他。
Out of curiosity, how many of you have ever read this passage?
我很好奇，我有没有人读过 ？Have or haven't?
Have.
读过的举一下手。读过这段经文。
You've read this passage. Raise your hand.
读一下，举一下手。
Okay.
Many haven't.
Okay. Many of you have not.
很多人还没读过。
This passage is a very frightening passage to those who have read it.
那些读过这段经文的人都觉得很害怕。
The writer seems to be describing somebody who's become a Christian.
这个作者似乎在描写一个人，他信了主了。
And verse 6 says, if they fall away, it's impossible to renew them to repentance.
第六节说，若是他们离开了道理，叫他们重新懊悔是不可能的。
Very sobering passage.
叫人胆战心惊的一些章节。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章希伯来书。
Verse 26.
二十六节我们读，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
And so the writer to the Hebrews says, if we go on sinning willfully,
所以希伯来书的作者说，如果我们继续故意犯罪下去的话，
after we've received the knowledge of the truth,
我们得知真道以后，如果继续犯罪，
which must mean after having become a believer,
这意思说。一定是我们信了真正信主之后
，There's no longer any sacrifice for sin。
那么赎罪的祭就再没有了。
It's a scary, scary passage。
没有回头余地了，吓死人了。
Hebrews chapter 12，
希伯来书十二章
，verse 14，
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
All right, so pursue peace and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
就要追求圣洁，追求和睦。如果没有圣洁，没有人能见主。
The implication seems to be very clear.
这个暗示的很清楚，似乎。
If you do not pursue holiness,
如果你不追求圣洁。
You will not see the Lord.
你就不能见主面。
Very, very frightening passage.
叫人毛骨悚然啊。
Let's look at a couple others. Go over to the 2 Peter passage. 2 Peter.
我们再看彼得后书第二章。20-22节 20-22. 倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的，它转过来又吃。猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Again, a very, very sobering passage.
再一次叫人毛骨悚然胆战心惊的经文啊。
Peter seems to indicate to us,
彼得似乎在告诉我们,
that if after we've escaped the defilements of the world through conversion,
如果我们借着信主脱离了世上的污秽,
and then become entangled in them again.
后来又在其中被缠住，被制服了。
Peter says it would have been better for us to never know the way of righteousness to begin with.
彼得说，那我们不如不晓得义路为妙，不认识救恩还好一点。
It's just like a dog returning to its vomit.
就像狗吐出来，转过来又吃。
Or a sow returning to the mire after being cleansed.
就像猪洗干净了，又回到泥里去打滚一样。
One final passage, Revelation 21.
哦，最后一段经文呢？启示录二十一章七到八节，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。唯有胆怯的、不幸的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
So in this passage you have two groups of people.
这一段经文里头有两类人。
You have those who overcome.
有那些得胜的。
They inherit.
他们必承受。
The new heaven and new earth.
承受新天新地为业。
And then you have another group of people.
但还有另外一类人。
And they are actually outside of the holy city.
他们在圣城之外。
And they perish.
他们灭亡沉沦。
But for those who inherit,
但是那些承受天国为业的。
There is a condition.
有一个条件哦。
And that is you must be an overcomer.
那条件就是你必须得胜才能够承受这些危
险。Which is another way of saying,
这是另外一个说法啊。
That you must persevere to the end.
就得胜就是你必须要坚持到底的意思。
Now, there are other passages in this classification we could look at.
好，在这些经文还有其他很多经文，就是有条件，救恩是有条件的。
But I think these make the point.
但是你看到了这个重点吧。
You must endure.
你必须要坚持到底。
You must continue to abide.
你必须要持之以恒。
You must put to death the deeds of the flesh.
你必须把肉体致死。
You must continue in his kindness.
你必须在他恩慈中坚持下去。
You must make sure that you continue firm in the faith.
你必须在信心上保守到底。
This is the message that we get in the New Testament.
这是新约里头我们看到的很明显的信息。
The very clear implication is if we don't do those things,
很明显的暗示就是如果我们不坚持到底的话，
if we don't hold fast,
如果我们不抓住不放的话，
if we don't endure,
如果我们不恒心持之以恒的话，
then we're not those who will inherit eternal life.
那我们就不能够承受永生为业了。
But there's another group of passages.
但是还有另外一些经文，除了这些之外啊。
And these passages reveal God's preserving grace.
好，另外一些经文呢，叫我们看到神的保守的恩典。
So let's look at these.
我们来看看这些显明神保守恩典的经文。
John chapter 6.
例如约翰第六章三十七节。
Verse 37.
我们一起读。凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
So this is a wonderful promise.
这是一个美好的应许啊。
The first group of passages,
我们刚看的第一组的这些经文
were conditions and threats.
是一些条件和警戒。
This is a wonderful promise.
哦，但这里呢，是一个美好的应许。
Jesus says, "The one who comes to me,"
耶稣说，凡到我这里来的
，I will never cast out.
我总不丢弃他。
I like that promise.
我喜欢这样的应许啊。
That's a good promise.
这是一个美好的应许啊。
Now look at verse 39.
再看三十九节，猜我来者的意思就是。他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
Here is another wonderful promise.
这是另一个美好的应许。
Jesus says everyone that the Father gives to me,
耶稣说凡是父所赐给我的，
I'm not going to lose any one of them.
我一个也不会失落。
I'm going to raise each and every one up on the last day.
我把他们每一个人在末日叫他们都复活。
Jesus is telling us,
耶稣在告诉我们,
that those that the Father gives to me,
那些父所赐给他的,
they're mine forever.
他们永远属我, 他说。
I lose things.
我有时候会丢三落四啊，丢东西啊。
I always lose my car keys.
我的车的钥匙我总是忘掉落下。
I always lose my wallet.
我的钱包我也丢下。Give it to me.
I'll say to my wife, "Have you seen my keys?"
我问我太太，哎，你看我钥匙没有啊？
And she'll say, "Why do you always lose your keys?"
你怎么总是钥匙丢掉嘛？她会说。
Have you seen my wallet?
你看我钱包没有啊？
What would I want with your wallet?
我要你钱包干啥？
And so we lose things, right?
我们常常会丢三落四，对不对？
On the last day,
但是在末日，
Jesus is not going to stand there.
耶稣不会站在那儿。
And look around and say, "Where's Larry?"
陈哥跑哪去了？不会把我落下。No, where's Brian?
Has anybody seen Larry?
你看到 Brian 没有啊？在哪里啊？
Jesus is not going to lose anybody.
耶稣不会落下一个属他的。
It's a wonderful promise.
这是一个美好的应许。
John chapter 10.
好，约翰福音第十章。
Verses 27 to 29.
27节到29节。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
Jesus is talking about his sheep.
这里耶稣在讲的是他的羊，属他的羊啊。
His sheep would be Christians, believers in him.
他的羊就是信徒，就是基督徒，真基督徒。
And he says very clearly,
说得很清楚啊。
I know them.
我认识他们。
And they follow me.
他们也跟着我。
And then here's the promise.
现在他又给我们应许啊。
I give eternal life to them.
我又赐给他们永生。
And then here it is.
注意听了，他怎么说呢？
And they shall never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
And so Jesus is giving us a marvelous promise. 所
以耶稣在给我们一个美好的应许。
If you are his sheep,
如果你是属他的羊，
you've heard his voice,
你听到他的声音，
you follow him,
你跟着他走。
He's given eternal life to you.
他已经赐给你永生了。
And you'll never perish.
你永不灭亡。
And no one can snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从他手里把你夺去。
And then Jesus says, the Father who's given them to me is stronger than I.
二九节他说，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。
And no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand.
谁也不能从我父的手里把他们夺去。
In other words, his sheep never perish.
换言之，他的羊永不会灭亡。
Because they are secure in his grip and the Father's grip.
因为他的羊在他的怀中，在他的手里是安全稳妥的。
That is really good news.
这真是好消息，大福音啊！
So which group of passages do you like better so far?
所以你这两种经文你喜欢哪一种啊？
Now we don't get to pick. We have to like all of them.
你不能够挑三拣四啊，你都要接受，因为都在圣经里。
Okay, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Some people have called this the golden chain of salvation.
很多人称这段经文为救恩的金锁链，一环扣一环。
And it says very clearly that those whom the Father foreknew,
这里讲得很清楚，他预先所知道的人，
That is, put his love on them in eternity past.
就在创世之前神所爱的人。
These he also did what?
这些人他也怎么样?
Predestined.
也预先定下来。
And he predestined them to be conformed to the image of his son.
就预定他们效法他儿子的模样。
And those whom he predestined, what did he do?
好，那些他所预定的人，他又怎么做呢?
He called them.
好，他又呼召他们，召他们来。
And those whom he called, he justified.
那些所召来的人，他又称他们为义。
And then it says,
然后他又说,
And those whom he justified, he glorified.
那些所称义的人，他又叫他们得荣耀。
Now here's an amazing thing.
这是一件非常令人惊讶的事，惊叹的事。
To be foreknown is something that God does in eternity past.
好，神预知是在创世之前他就知道的。
And to be predestined is what God did in eternity past.
好，预先定下也是他在创世之前所预定的。
And if you are a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒啊，
then he has already called you.
他就已经呼召你了。
And if he's already called you, he's already justified you.
如果他已经呼召你，他就已经称你为义了。
But notice the tense of glorified.
注意这个时态啊，就是叫他们得荣耀的时态。
It's past tense.
这是过去式时态。
Paul says he's glorified us, and he says that it's in the past.
好，这里保罗说他已经叫他们得荣，这是过去式。过去已经使我们得荣耀了。
But is there anybody here tonight who's already glorified?
我们当中有没有人已经得荣耀？有没有？还没有。
Already glorified?
No, in heaven.
Is Pastor Larry glorified?
No, 我还没有得荣耀，没有。
No.
没有。
If you're getting older and your hair is falling out,
越来越老，你头发掉了，牙齿掉了，像老布。
And you're getting fatter,
越来越胖了。
You're not glorified because glorified means a resurrected body.
你还没得荣耀，因为得荣耀是得到一个新的复活的身体才叫得荣耀。
But Paul says he's already glorified us.
保罗说，神已经过去式叫我们得荣耀了。
The reason he says that
他之所以那么说呢
is because those whom he has foreknown
因为那些他所预知的
are so certain of getting to heaven,
他们必然会进到天上。
Then he can talk about future glory,
所以保罗能够讲到将来他们要得的荣耀。
As if it's already an accomplished fact.
就好像那将来要得的荣耀是现在已经得到了的一样，因为他必然会得救。
In other words, from Paul's perspective,
换言之，从保罗的角度
There's not a chance
没有任何机会
that those whom God has foreknown and predestined
那些神所预先知道预先定下来的人
will not ultimately also be glorified
他们不可能不得荣耀最终不可能不得荣耀
Now look at the end of the chapter
再看看这一段经文的最后面
38-39
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的
So what can separate you from the love of God?
是什么能够使你与基督的爱隔绝什么东西
What can separate you from the love of God?
什么能够使你与神的爱隔绝呢? Sin.
Are you reading the same Bible I'm reading?
你的圣经跟我一样不一样?
Does it say?
有没有说?
Nothing but sin can separate you from the love of God?
除了罪之外,没有别的能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。有没有那么说?
What does the passage say can separate you from the love of God?
这段经文是怎么说的？什么能够使你与神的爱隔绝？
Nothing.
什么都不能。
Are you sure?
你肯定吗？
Are you sure that's what the passage says?
你肯定是这段经文所说的内容。
Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
没有任何事情能够使我们基督的爱在耶稣基督里隔绝呢？
That is an amazing promise.
这是一个叫人。 瞠目结舌的叫人惊叹的经文。
Paul says no created thing can separate you.
保罗说没有受造之物能够使你隔绝。
From the love of God.
使你与基督的爱隔绝。
Are you not a created thing?
你是不是一个被造之物？
This passage tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
这一段经文告诉我们世上没有任何东西能够使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Including ourselves.
包括我们自己在内。
Because God's love for us
因为神对我们的大爱
is unbreakable
是不能够破掉的
All right, did you get it? Unbreakable
是这不能够分离的爱永不离弃的爱
Okay
Okay
Unfailing
是不能失败的大爱
God's love never ever fails us.
神的爱永远不会叫我们失望。
And Paul knew that we were in God's grip.
保罗知道我们在神的手掌心里。
And nothing could separate us from God's grip.
没有任何东西能够使我们离开。
Let's look at a few other passages.
我们再看看其他一些经文。
Romans 15:5.
罗马十五章。第五节，但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
Now the reason I want us to read this passage，
我之所以要你读这段经文呢
，is because in the first group of passages，
因为在第一类的经文当中呢
，there was a strong emphasis，
有一个很强调的。
On you must persevere.
强调的是你必须要坚持到底。
You must endure.
你必须要恒心忍耐。
Paul says in Romans 15:5.
在罗马书十五章第五节，保罗说
that God gives perseverance.
他说神赐忍耐给你。
Let's look at a few other passages.
我们再看看另外一些经文啊。
Philippians 1:6.
好 ，Philippians 好，腓立比书一章六节。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子
So who begins the work?
好谁开始善功呢
You?
你吗你自己吗
Does the passage say you who began a good work in you?
圣经有没有说你自己开了功有没有没有、
Who begins the work?
是谁开功的神动了善功，他开的功。
God begins the good work.
好，神开始这善功，动了善功，对不对
？Who is the one who completes the work?
那么谁会成全这功呢？也是神。
Does God begin it and then let you complete it?
神是不是创始，然后叫你成终呢？
No, he does not.
不，他不会这样做。
And we ought to be glad.
所以我们应该很高兴啊。
Because if God just started the work,
因为如果神仅仅开工
and then said, "Here you go,"
然后交给你来完工
you finish it.
你来完工吧。
We'd mess it up.
我们就肯定泡汤。
And we would potong it in one day.
我们一天就会砸锅。
We wouldn't take very long.
我们不会坚持下去的。
God starts the work.
神开工。
God completes the work.
神也会完工。
Wonderful promise.
美好的应许，创始成终。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
一章五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备。到末世要显现的救恩。
So Peter tells us that we're protected.
好，彼得告诉我们说，我们蒙神的能力保守。
We are kept.
我们被神保住。
By the power of God.
是蒙神的能力保守的。
Through faith.
是借着信心，因信。
In other words, what Peter is telling us.
换言之，彼得告诉我们。
Is that it is God's power.
是神的能力。
That preserves and protects your faith.
是在保守，是在维护你的信心。
So why do you keep believing?
为什么你要继续坚信下去呢？
It's because you're kept by the power of God.
因为你被神的能力保守了，你才会信下去。
So we have two very different groups of texts.
我们有两种很不同的经文、哦、对不对？两类经文。
The conditional, the threat.
那些有条件的那些警戒的经文。
And then the promise of preservation.
另一方面，神的保守，神的恩典的经文，他的应许。
Does the Bible contradict itself?
圣经是不是自相矛盾呢？
Does the Bible in some passages say, yeah, you can lose your salvation?
圣经是不是有些地方说、哦、你得救了可能失去救恩啊可能的。
And then in other passages say, no, really, you can't lose your salvation.
另一些经文又说、哦、不你得救了就一次得救永远得救不会失去救恩的是不是
We should give God more credit.
我们应该更信靠我们的神了他不会一口两舌的。
God does not contradict himself.
神不会自相矛盾的。
So, our responsibility,
是我们的责任
as Christians,
身为基督徒
is to try to see how these two groups of passages,
我们要看这两种两类不同的经文
fit together,
如何是并进的协调的。
We don't have the option to say, I like the promises,
我们不能够说、哦、我喜欢神的应许应许很好啊。
But the conditions and threats, those are for somebody else.
那些条件啊那些警戒那是为别人的啊。
As Christians, we have to embrace both sets of texts.
身为基督徒我们要两者兼顾我们两种经文都要接纳。
Now, throughout church history,
好在教会历史当中
different groups have interpreted these passages differently.
不同的宗派的人呢，对这些经文有不同的解释。
And what I'd like to do is give you a survey of how people have dealt with these passages.
我们要观察一下，教会历史以来呢，这些不同的人如何来看待这些经文。
The first is the loss of salvation view.
第一种有四种。Four different views.
Yes.
有四种不同的理论。第一种呢是失去救恩论。
In the loss of salvation view,
在这个失去救恩的论里面。
This view says a person can be truly converted to Jesus.
这个观点说呢，一个人可以真正的信靠了基督，真信了。
And then fall away from grace.
然后从恩典中堕落。
And then be eternally lost.
然后永远失去救恩。
And so notice in the illustration,
注意我们这上面的例子啊。
This comes from Tom Schreiner and Ardell Kennedy's book.
这是从一本书来的。
I should give them credit.
我应该谢谢他们。
The runner is the Christian.
这个跑的人是一个基督徒。
And he has started the Christian race.
他开始了这基督徒的进程。
But he may not finish.
但他可能不会跑到头。
And if he doesn't finish,
如果他跑不完的话，半途而废的话呢？
Then the view is he's lost his salvation.
所以根据这些人的观点呢，就是他失落了，他又不得救了。
And so this view emphasizes what group of texts?
所以这样的观点是重视哪一种哪一类的经文？
The promises or the threats and conditions?
应许还是条件跟警戒？
The threats and the conditions.
条件跟警戒的经
文。Right.
是。
Okay.The second view,
好，第二种观点
is the loss of rewards,
就是失去赏赐。
Now you have to follow me on this one.
好，这个失去赏赐论啊，你要好好听啊，注意听。
This view looks at the promises.
好，这个观点呢，看的是神的应许。
And says the promises that God preserves us to the end.
好，神应许了要保守我们一直到底。
Apply to Everybody who says they're a Christian.
这个应许呢，对所有自称是基督徒的人都适用，都合用。
And a person may be a Christian.
一个人可能是个基督徒。
And yet fall away.
然后又跌倒了。
Bear no fruit.
他生命中一点果子都不结。
Not persevere.
他也不坚持到底。
And this view says, but they're still saved.
但是根据这样的观点呢，这样的人还是得救的，虽然不结果子，半途而废，还是得救。
So in this illustration,
在这个例子当中
，the Christian is already saved.
这个基督徒已经得救了啊。
And whether he reaches the end of the race or not,
不管他是否跑到头，跑到底
，has no bearing on whether or not he gets to heaven.
跟他得救不得救能不能进天国没有关系。
If he doesn't finish the race,
如果他不坚持到底,
he just doesn't get any rewards.
他就得不到赏赐而已嘛。
The next view.
这是第二个观点，我们再看第三个观点。
The next view is the test of genuineness of faith.
好，这第三个观点呢，就是考验真假论，真假信心是真的还假的这样的观点。
So this view says.
好，这样的观点说。
All true believers,
所有的真正的基督徒
are preserved by God's grace,
因着神的恩典蒙神保守了。
So that's the promises.
哦，这是神给我们的应许啊。
But they also persevere to the end.
而且他们也必坚信到底，不会半途而废。
So the mark of being a genuine Christian,
所以一个真正基督徒的标志就是。
Is perseverance.
就是他会坚信到底。
And so the warning passages.
所以那些警戒的有条件的经文呢
And the threats.
跟那些警戒呢
Serve to help the Christians see.
是帮助基督徒看到
Whether his faith is real or fake.
帮助他看看他的信心到底是真的还假的。
Now, there's a lot about this view that I believe.
这个观点呢，里头有很多的可取之处啊，我能够接受的。
But there's a little problem.
但是有个问题。
Notice the runner.
你注意这个竞跑的人，赛跑的人。
What's the problem?
问题在哪？
He's running backwards.
他在往后跑。
He's going in the right direction.
He's running that way.
He's running that way.
哦，没错，他是在。
He's running this way.
他的方向是没错，是那个方向。
But he's running this way like this.
他是背朝着那个方向在跑，背向那个方向跑。
I know Chinese people probably never run backwards.
我知道中国人不会往后跑的。
Now the reason he runs backwards.
他之所以那么背往背向前跑。
Like that is because he sees the threats,
因为他看到前面的危险警戒
and the conditions,
还有那些条件
and he's constantly looking back,
所以他不断地向后看
asking himself if he's really saved.
他问自己，我到底得救没有啊？
Okay, so that's that view. The next view,
好，这是第三个观点，我们再看下一个观点呢
is what we call.The means of salvation view.
好，就是，神得救的途径的论，得救途径论。
I think actually that this view.
好，这个观点呢
，takes both sets of passages.
把两类的经文都包容进来
，and brings them together.
然后把它们协调了。
In the most balanced way,
是很平衡的，把两段经文都放在一块儿来看。
First of all, notice.
好，首先注意。
There's an already.
是已经啊，这里有个已经。
And a not yet.
还有一个尚未成就。
So the Christian life is presented as a race.
所以基督徒的生命就像一个竞跑一样。竞赛一样
The whole track represents salvation.
这整个路程代表我们的救恩之路
And so the warnings and the threats.
所以那些警戒，那些条件
cause us to keep running forward.
使我们继续往前奔跑
The warnings and threats don't cause us to run backwards.
那些警戒，那些威胁不使我们背向着目标前进
Constantly asking ourselves, am I a real Christian? Am I a real Christian?
不会，我们不会常常问自己，我到底我是基督徒，我得救没有啊？不会这样问。
The warnings and threats,
那些警戒，那些威胁
keep me running,
是催促我往前，向着标杆直跑。
Because the warnings and threats remind me,
因为那些警戒，那些威胁提醒我。
If I stop,
如果我停止不前的话
，and give up on the race,
如果我半途而废的话
，I don't get to the end,
我就不会跑到终点了。
And the end is salvation.
那个终点就是救恩。
But what keeps me motivated to run the race?
是什么促使我继续向前奔跑呢？
The promises that God will preserve me and keep me all the way to the end.
是神的应许，他应许了保守我到底。
So as a Christian,
所以身为基督徒。
I have confidence
我有信心有把握
that God's love for me will never fail
神对我的大爱永远不会失败
I have confidence that if I've started the race I'll finish the race
我有把握如果我开始奔跑我必定跑到底
I have the confidence
我有信心有把握
that God will keep me
神
all the way to the end
必要保守我一直跑到终点为止
But the warnings and threats
但是那些警戒那些威胁呢
keep yelling at me
继续在我耳边提醒我
don't stop running
不要停止奔跑继续向前
keep running
继续跑
and the power is the grace of God
那个能力是神的恩典促使我继续往前跑
does that make sense
明白吗
okay
okay
now what time are we done
Keep on running.
Yeah, keep on running. All right. Okay. Now,
好
How many of you have read the book of Hebrews?
多少人已经读过希伯来书的？举下手。
Okay.
希伯来书。Okay.
Can I urge you?
我能不能够催促你
？Please read your Bibles.
请你读你的圣经啊。
One of the most important things God has given us
这是神给我们最重要的礼物啊
is His holy word
就是圣经
And so read the Bible
你务必读圣经
Okay, so for those of you who have read Hebrews
那些读过希伯来书的啊
This will make a lot of sense
你就听得明白了
For those of you who have not read Hebrews
如果你从来没有读过希伯来书
You might be a little lost
你就会稀里糊涂
So go home tonight and read Hebrews.
就回家好好读希伯来书。
All right.
好。
In the book of Hebrews.
好，希伯来书。
There are five warning passages.
里头有五段警戒的经文。
So there are five warning passages in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书五段警戒的经文啊。
The writer is addressing a church.
这希伯来书的作者呢，在向一个教会在说话。
This church has already suffered for their faith.
这个教会呢，因着他们的信仰受到逼迫，受了痛苦患难。
And it looks like persecution is going to come to them again.
似乎呢，更多的逼迫患难还会临到他们。
And many in the church,
这教会里很多人呢，
are thinking of giving up on their faith.
就在想要放弃他们的信仰。
And not following Jesus anymore.
他们不愿意再继续跟随耶稣下去了。
And then going back to Judaism.
他们要回到犹太教，他们从前的信仰。
So the writer is writing.
所以希伯来书作者写信呢。
To encourage them.
目的是要鼓励他们。
To stay faithful to Jesus.
要他们继续的向主耶稣尽忠到底。
And not to go back.
不要走回头路。
And so in these warning passages,
在这些警戒的经文里
the writer tells them,
作者告诉他们
don't drift,
不要走偏啦
because if you drift, you can neglect this great gift of salvation.
如果你走偏了，你会忽略这么大的救恩啊
He tells them, hold fast to Christ.
他提醒他们要抓住基督，持守信仰。
You have become partakers of Christ.
如果你在基督里有份
if you hold fast to Christ,
如果你继续坚持到底的话
he warns them against falling away.
他说他叫他们不要半途而废，不要偏离信仰
and gives an awful warning.
给他们非常严肃的警戒
if you do fall away,
如果你半途而废的话
he then encourages them.
就很危险，然后他告诉他们。
To continue to endure,
他鼓励他们要继续的坚持到底。
And then gives them an awful warning.
然后给他们很严厉的警戒。
That if they don't,
如果你不坚持到底
，it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
你落在那永生神的手里是可怕的。
He then gives the final warning,
然后他又给了最后的警戒
，which is don't resist him who speaks from heaven.
不要抵挡那从天上向你说话的那一位。
And then gives a terrible threat.
然后又给他们非常严厉的警戒威胁。
To those who would neglect to hear God.
如果你不听神的声音，你的后果不堪设想。
So we read these warning passages.
我们读这些圣经里的警戒的经文。
And we ask this question.
我们就要问这个问题了。
Well, does that mean we can lose our salvation?
意思是不是说我们得救以后还会失去救恩呢？
Is he talking about real Christians?
他讲的是不是真基督徒，重生的基督徒呢？
Or is he talking about phony Christians?
或者讲的是那些假基督徒，有名无实的呢？
I'd like to give you a way to read Hebrews.
好，我要你给你一个读希伯来书的方法啊。
That I think makes better sense.
我想，就可以更加明白它的原意。
Than trying to figure out whether he says you can lose it or you can't.
比你自己想要分析，你可以失去救恩还是不能失去救恩，不是这样读，而是有一个更好的理解。
So the first thing,
好，第一件事
，just go through those, skip through those.
这五段经文啊。
The first thing is that the author may not have shared the very same concerns that we do.
好，希伯来书作者所关注的，可能跟我们所关注的不一样。
In other words, when we read Hebrews,
换言之，当我们读希伯来书的时候
，we feel compelled to ask.
我们就觉得我们必须要问
，Are these real Christians or not?
这些是真基督徒还是假基督徒呢？我们要问的是
，As the writer was writing to the Hebrews,
但是希伯来书的作者写信给他们目的呢
？He assumes that they're Christians.
他知道他们是基督徒
，But he's trying to motivate them.
但是他要给他们动力
，to endure，
叫他们继续的坚信下去。
So the writer's not going back and forth. Are they real? Are they fake?
所以这个作者不是说你们是真基督徒还是假基督徒啊？他不是在那儿挣扎啊，他没有这挣扎。
The writer's looking and saying they're in danger of stopping the race.
这个作者所关心的是，他们可能要半途而废啊。
And so he has a purpose for these passages.
所以他写这段经文是有目的的。
And so, the next thing is the author had a purpose for the passages.
好，第二件事呢，就是
Here we go.
作者写是有目的的。
Okay. So he's not primarily concerned about getting them to examine themselves.
所以他的目的不是叫他们自我反省。
Now there is a place in the Bible for self-examination.
当然，圣经里头的确我们需要自我反省，有这样的必要啊。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5,
在哥林多前书十三章第五节，保罗说
，Test yourself and see if you're in the faith.
后书他说你要检验自己，看看你是否有信心没有。
Examine yourself.
你要自我反省
，lest you fail the test.
免得你不过关。
And so there is a place for self-examination.
我们需要自我反省，这个是不错的啊。
But the writer here is not trying to get them to question, "Am I a real Christian?"
那希伯来书的作者呢，不是叫那些信徒自己怀疑自己，我是真基督徒还假的呢？不。
The writer is encouraging them to keep running the race.
反之，这希伯来书作者是在鼓励希伯来的信徒是继续跑这个信心之路。
So the book of Hebrews emphasizes both the past and the future of salvation.
所以希伯来书呢是强调过去和将来的救恩，两者都要兼顾。
So he knows that they have been saved by the blood of Jesus.
他知道这些基督徒希伯来信徒已经因着基督的宝血已经蒙恩了，已经得救了。
But he also knows they have to finish the race.
但他也知道这些信徒必须要坚持到底，跑完。
And so what the writer is doing is he's getting them to focus on the finish line.
所以希伯来书作者是叫他们把注意力集中在那个终点。
He wants to make sure that they finish.
他要肯定他们能够跑完人生的道路，信心之路。
Look at Hebrews 12:1-2.
看希伯来书。
Therefore, having such a great cloud of witnesses,
我们既有这许多的见证人
surrounding us,
如同云彩围绕着我们
let us lay aside every weight,
就当放下各样的重担
and the sin that so easily entangles us,
和容易缠累我们的罪
fixing our eyes on Jesus,
仰望
Let us run the race with endurance.
为我们信心创始成终的耶稣 恒心忍耐。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So the writer wants them to fix their eyes on Jesus.
所以这个作者要信徒把眼睛盯在耶稣身上。
So that they finish the race.
好叫他们跑完当跑的路。
So, here's the inescapable theological conclusion.
好，这就是最后我们要，不是最后，这就是我们要看到的那不可逃避的神学立场。
Okay. Keeping the purpose of these passages in view.
好，记得这些经文的原意啊，原本的意思。
Helps us actually not...It helps us avoid turning them into something that they're not.
可以帮助我们避免误解这些经文。
Ultimately, we still deal with the theology of the implications.
然而我们仍然需要明白这些经文所意味的神学立场。
But we read them the way the author intended.
我们必须要照着作者的本意来理解这段经文，不要误解它。
I live in the state of Nevada.
我住在那个州啊 ，Nevada 那个州。
Between us and California，
在我住的地方跟加州
，is a very big mountain range。
中间有一个很大的山脉
，called the Sierra Nevadas。
叫这个山脉啊。
You guys know the Sierra Nevada mountains？
你知道那个山脉吗
？Okay. Yeah. No. You should learn.
你应该学啊。Okay.
They are really big mountains.
他们是美国很大的一个山脉啊。
12,000 feet at its peak.
12,000尺那么高，很高的山脉。
So if I'm going to drive from my home,
所以如果我要从我家开车
to my parents' house in Sacramento.
那然后开车开到我爸爸妈妈那个三块馒头那个地方。
I have to drive.
Sacramento, yes.
I have to drive over the mountain.
我必须要开车开过这个高山。
But the roads,
但那个路啊
，are very curvy.
非常的弯弯曲曲。
It's not just you drive up to the top and then go down.
你不能够不直接开上去，直接下来啊。
And all along the road,
在路的两旁呢
there are big yellow signs.
有很大的黄色的这些招牌
They're warning signs.
这些都是警戒的牌子
that tell me how fast I can go.
告诉我车速不能够超过多快
safely.
要安全驾驶
right?
对不对
Now, if I'm driving down the road,
如果我在开车
And I see that warning sign.
我看那些警戒的黄色的牌子。
And it shows the curve.
它告诉你往哪转，急转弯。
And it shows the truck about to tip over.
看到一个车好像要翻了。
And it says 35 miles per hour.
它说时速35，不能超过。
I don't drive and see that sign.
我不会开着车看着那个警戒的招牌。
And panic.
然后我就紧张了。
And say I'm going to die.
哎呀，我死定了。
I'm not going to make it.
我不能到达目的地啊。
This warning is telling me that people don't get past this point.
这个警戒的告诉我，我不能够超越这个界限，我会死啦。
Is that the point of the sign?
这是不是那个警戒的目的
？It's not the point of the sign.
这不是那警戒招牌的目的啊。
Neither is the sign meant for this purpose.
也不是为这个目的啊，这些警戒招牌。
35 miles an hour.
35英里啊，时速。
I'm going to go 45.
我偏偏走45。我就冲过去。
I get on the other side.
然后我就到达了。
And I say, I am such a good driver.
你看我的开车技术多高明啊。
I am an authentic driver.
我是一个货真价实的驾驶员。
A genuine race car driver.
我是一个竞跑的冠军。不竞赛冠军。
The sign is not a test of whether I'm a good driver or not, is it?
这些招牌不是警戒招牌不是在测验我是不是一个好的驾驶员
The sign is designed to do one thing
这些警戒只有一个目的
Get me through safely
它是叫我安全的能够到达目的地
It's not designed to make me doubt I'll get through.
他们不是叫我怀疑我是否能够到达目的。
And it is not designed to challenge my driving to see how good I am.
也不是在挑战我的开车技术，看我的开车技术有多高明。
The warning helps me get there safely.
这些警戒是帮助我能够安全地到达目的。
In the Bible,
圣经里的警戒也是如此。
The warnings,
这些警戒。
The threats,
这些威胁。
The conditions,
这些条件。
Are designed to get you to the end safely.
其目的也是为了帮助你能够平安地到达最后的终点。
They're not designed to cause you to panic.
他们的目的不是叫你吓得半死啊，不知所措。
I'll never be saved.
哎呀，我不能得救了，不。
Neither are they designed for you to go, am I real? Am I real?
也不是叫你，哎呀，自己怀疑自己，我到底得救没有？我是不是真基督徒啊？我有没有生命啊？不。
They are designed to keep you running.
他们的目的乃是为了叫你继续奔跑到底。
And so, for tomorrow, we're going to look more at this subject.
好，明天我们继续会多看一下这个题目啊。
But I want to close with this.
最后我要这么说。
Hebrews chapter 12
在希伯来书第十二章
gives us a warning.
给了我们一个警戒。Right here.
Why don't we read that together?
我们来读这段经文，一起来读。你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Please listen carefully.
请注意听啊。
If you are a Christian,
如果你已经是基督徒了，
God wants you to be confident,
神要你有把握有信心，
in your Savior,
你要对你的救主有信心。
He wants you to hold to those promises.
他叫你抓住他的应许。
He wants you to be assured of His grace.
他叫你肯定他的恩典。
Confident of His love.
你要对他的爱有信心，有把握。
And to take those warnings.
你要，而且要对待那些警戒呢。
And use them to keep you running.
用那些警戒使你被激励，继续向前奔跑。
So if you are a Christian,
所以如果你是个基督徒的话，
this is what we're going to explore this weekend.
这是这个周末我们要查考的经文。
But if you are not a Christian,
但如果你还不是基督徒的话，
please pay attention to verse 25.
请注意第二十五节，你不是基督徒。
See to it you don't refuse him who is speaking.
哦，你们要谨慎哦，不可弃绝那向你们说话的。
Do you understand?
你了解吗?
That as you have heard the word of God preached to you,
当你听见神的道，在这里听神的道。
As you have heard Pastor Larry preach the word of God to you,
你听到我们这些传道人在这传讲神的道、神的话语、神的福音。
As you have had friends share the word of God with you,
当你的朋友向你做见证、向你传福音、把神的话传给你。
God has spoken to you through His word.
神借着他的道向你在说话。
And the warning is, don't refuse him who is speaking.
哎，神的警戒是要谨慎哦，不可弃绝那向你们说话的。
It is a terrifying thing.
这是一个很可怕的事啊。
To fall into the hands of the living God.
如果你落在永生神的手里，是何等的可怕。
God is a consuming fire.
我们的神乃是烈火。
He says, how in the world do you plan to escape?
他说你怎么能够逃脱审判呢?
If you don't pay attention to what God says to you.
如果你不注意听他所说的话,你怎么能够逃脱审判呢?
There are only two kinds of people in this room tonight.
今天晚上在这个房间里只有两种人。
And it's not Anglo and Asian.
不是亚洲人跟非亚洲人。
It is those who are following Jesus.
乃是那些跟随耶稣的人。
And those who are refusing to follow Jesus.
和那些弃绝耶稣不愿意跟随他的人。
If you're not following Jesus.
如果你不再跟随耶稣。
Understand, it is not a small thing to trifle with God.
你要明白啊，你跟神玩游戏。不是小事啊，不是闹着玩的。
You have to stop playing games.
哎，你不要再跟神玩把戏了。
The God of heaven is the real and true God.
天上的这一位神是真神，活神。
He sent his son into this world to die for sinners.
他差遣他的儿子来到世上为罪人而死。
And if you have heard that message,
如果你已经听到了这福音，这信息，
don't refuse him who speaks.
不要弃绝那向你说话的神呐。
You can fool Pastor Larry.
你可以愚弄我。
You can fool me.
你也可以愚弄他。
You can fool the person sitting next to you.
你也可以欺骗你旁边的人。
But you can't fool God.
但是你瞒得了人，却瞒不了神。
He knows what's going on in your heart right
now. 他知道你现在内心肺腑所思所想。
So are you ready to study God's word this weekend?
这个周末你准备好了要一起来查考神的话吗?
Pray that God would open our hearts to his truth.
你要向他祷告,求他开启我们的眼睛,能够明白他的道,他的真理。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious God and Father,
满有恩典的父神,
we pray right now for those who don't know Christ.
我们为那些还不认识基督的人祷告。
We pray for those who are not his sheep.
我们为那些还不属他的羊祷告。
We ask that you would bring them to your son.
哦，我们求你把他们带到你儿子的面前。
We pray that you would make them into real Christians.
使他们成为真正的基督徒。
And Father, for those who do know you,
哦，父啊，那些真正认识你的人，
we pray that you would encourage them in their faith.
我们也求你使他们的信心得到激励鼓励，
and encourage them to persevere.
继续鼓励他们向前走。
Father, teach us this weekend.
主啊，这个周末愿你帮助我们，教导我们。
How to take the threats and the promises.
如何把圣经中的应许和圣经中的警戒，
so that we might finish the race.
都啊，和谐的。好叫我们能够跑完这人生的路程。
In Jesus' blessed name.
奉耶稣蒙福的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请 visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.